proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. And with me in studio today, we have Miss Michelle Burton with us. Michelle, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Michelle, you have recently written a book, Seasons of Change, and we're looking at the life of Ruth. We've gotten to know you a little bit over the past programs and kind of what started this journey, but today we're going to delve into the book itself. And so let's talk about Ruth. You start out the book saying, I do not like change. And now we go from there.
This is true. I do not like change, but life is full of change, whether we like it or not, or whether we look for it or invite it or not. And I grew up in a really stable, predictable home, which is a very good thing. I went to the same church pretty much my whole adolescent life and the same Christian school, lived in the same house from the time I was born until I went to college, and my parents still live in that house. So not a lot of change in my own life until I went to college, moved from Tennessee to California to go to college, which was a massive change. But I realized that that's when the Lord really started working in my life, that He got me away from my comfort zone and away from the things that were familiar and security to me, in order to, first of all, show me my need for salvation, and then to continue working in my life and helping me grow as a believer and to follow whatever His will was. And my life has continued to be one of change since then. After graduating from college, I married my husband, Stephen, and we moved to Utah to serve at Faith Baptist Church in Layton in the children's ministry there. And so that was another big move, and kind of thought that that's where we would live the rest of our lives in Utah. And it was during that time that I wrote my book, Seasons of Change, and it didn't even have that title. At that time, I had originally given it a different title, but the Lord called us even to another change. As I finished the book and was seeking publication, the Lord called us back to Tennessee to serve at LifeGate Baptist Church with the youth, and it was yet another huge change in our own lives. And as I was trying to decide the final title for the book, and something that would kind of tie it all together, what I had learned and what I had written, Seasons of Change is what came to be, because Ruth, in her own life, faced so many changes. She married a foreigner when she was living in her own land, but then her husband unexpectedly died, and she moved to a completely strange and foreign land to her with her mother-in-law, Naomi, and her life was not going the way she had planned. But the Lord was at work through all of it, and He was faithful to her through all of it. And she learned to follow Him, and she learned to be faithful to Him in the little tasks that He had called her to each and every day, gleaning in the fields, being faithful to her mother-in-law, Naomi. And because of her faithfulness, God blessed her, and God brought her a new husband. And she didn't know that it was through their line that the Messiah would one day be born. But God was even working there for His overall plan to redeem all of us. And the Lord really taught me through that, that even when life doesn't go as I planned, and even when He changes my plans, that He has a greater purpose. And the rest of the story is yet to be told, but He's always working behind the scenes.
Very good. Again, we're with Michelle Burton, who wrote Seasons of Change on the Book of Ruth. Now, Michelle, how can someone get a copy of this book for themselves?
You can find it on my website, michellelaneburton.com, and you can also find it on amazon.com.
All right, great. Well, if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs, if you want to get the information, please feel free to reach us at ibjm.org for that. Michelle, again, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.